for over 5 years, it's been our pleasure to work with the Pittsburgh Concert Society to present talented musicians that it has helped to nurture through its leadership and programs, including the Young Artist Award auditions and competition that they have every year. And today we have a violinist who goes to Pennsylvania Leadership Charter School. He lives in Export and I believe is in 12th grade now. And we'll get to know more about him as time goes on. He's going to begin with two movements from the same work. Then we'll talk a bit and he'll finish up. This is Joseph Camella. Thank you. Joseph Camela at the Saturday Light Brigade. What did you just play?
I just played the first and third movements of the Bach Partita No. 3.
And you are a senior. How old are you now?
I'm 17.
And you really play beautifully. I know you've been here before. Do you have plans after graduation?
Well, I'm definitely going to be going into music in college. I've applied to 5 different schools so far, and I'm currently awaiting the results of my pre-screenings.
So are you looking at music performance?
Yeah.
And some people don't know what that experience is like. Is it pretty much the same process for each of the schools?
Oh, the process for applying to music school is pretty much the same. But there's a lot more to it than just simply applying to a school and waiting to see if you got in. The thing of it is there's a pre-screening. Essentially, it's the audition to get into the audition.
Ah.
So once you make it past the pre-screening, you'll have a live audition, and after that, they'll decide whether or not you made it into the school.
Is the pre-screening done locally, or do you have to go to the school?
The pre-screening is just a recording.
Okay. So you'll send a CD or
exactly.
Upload something. Do they want a video or no?
Some do, some don't. So you just basically you make a video of whatever you're doing, and then you just – if they don't want a video, you just send them the audio of whatever you did.
And you're now at the point where you've sent pre-screenings to all of the schools and you're waiting to hear back from them?
Yeah, and I won't hear back from most of them for a little while still. I've only heard back from Indiana University so far, and I made it through.
Great.
So,
IUP or
Indiana State?
Because IUP I know is a great music school too, especially in music education, but you're looking at performance. That's got to be a little unnerving though, although I guess you've done all you can, right? And
yeah,
you just need to hear back.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I can do at this point is wait.
How long have you played?
I've played for 14 years.
Wow. And you're 17, so you started at 3 Suzuki method?
Yeah, I started with Suzuki, then I eventually stopped doing that and started taking private lessons.
How, you know, Suzuki was not very common when I was growing up. Do you think Suzuki was helpful to you in acclimating to the violin? It might be a hard question to answer.
Well, I think so. I mean, Suzuki is very beneficial from a very young age. Eventually, you do need to stop doing it because eventually it just starts to get kind of ridiculous considering what you have to do later as you progress. But no, as you start off, it's one of the better ways to do things. A lot of it focused around like learning things by ear, so I memorized a lot of what I was doing, and I could just right off the bat play something, which to me as a toddler, that was pretty helpful.
Yeah, instant gratification is a great thing, or not instant, but being able to do that, right?
Yeah.
People have told me the great thing about Suzuki is it really helps you establish a relationship with your instrument and to want to be with it and to practice. And then to the next step, as you did, you might want to do something a little bit more traditional.
Yeah, exactly.
Who are you currently studying with?
I'm currently studying with Cyrus Farreau. He teaches at Carnegie Mellon University.
Excellent. And I know you're at Pennsylvania Leadership Charter School. Is that a cyber school?
Yeah, it's a cyber school.
So you've got the flexibility to get involved with music. That's got to be terrific. Can you tell me a little bit about how the Pittsburgh Concert Society has supported your work?
Well, I've had a lot of opportunities to perform because of the Pittsburgh Concert Society, and It's been overall a very good experience to have the audition and to be able to go through and have these major even the winner's recital is a pretty big concert. So, I've been getting a lot of opportunities, and it's overall been a very good experience for me for the future anyway.
That's great. Well, we're happy that you're here. This is Joseph Camela, and we have one more selection. Two more that you're going to do. What's next?
We'll do the Penderecki Cadenza. It's a contemporary piece.
Joseph Camela. Joseph has one more to play. I liked hearing you play that contemporary piece. Who was the composer again?
Penderecki.
And
it was originally a cadenza and a viola concerto, if I remember correctly.
And what will you close up with now?
Paganini Caprice 24.
And thank you very much for being here again.
Well, sure.
Here's Joseph Camela.
Thank you.
Joseph Camela, thank you very much, and thanks to the Pittsburgh Concert Society.